Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grombacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Shervin Eftekhari. Shervin, are you ready to do this?
George, I'm ready. I'm feeling extra powerful today. Thanks to you.
Excellent. Let's do this. Shervin is the president of Xander Insurance Group, a company that provides life, disability, identity theft, auto, home and life insurance, as well as employee benefits and commercial lines. The company is also a proud sponsor and is nationally endorsed by Mr. Dave Ramsey. Excited to have you on. Shervin, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why it is you do what you do.
Well, George, I live here in Nashville, Tennessee with my wife and kids. I've been in the business for about 20 years now. And simply put, I have a passion for protecting families through the magic of insurance products. I co-founded a company called ReliaQuote back in 1999. We partnered with major financial institutions and became one of the premier online marketers of term life insurance. We had the fortune of selling our company to a Fortune 500 company called Fiserv. A few years back, they got out of the insurance business and we bought the company back. I also had the pleasure of working with some real smart people in our industry. One of them was Jeff Xander, who I met years and years ago. And about 5 years ago, Jeff asked me to join him in Nashville and become his partner and help manage and grow Xander Insurance. That's how I moved here from the Washington, D.C. area. Interesting about Xander Insurance, it's been around since 1925. Jeff's actually the fourth generation. His great-grandfather started the business.
Wow.
About 20 years ago, as you had mentioned, we had an advertising endorsement partnership with Dave Ramsey. That really just we grew with Dave back when he was on six stations. And now he's on over 600. So because of that endorsement, we are one of the largest sellers of term life insurance, ID theft protection nationwide.
That is awesome. That's a great story. Fourth generation and doing good and certainly important work. So I had the opportunity to speak with the CEO of lifehappens.org a little while back, and he talked about how there are over 1 million fewer life insurance policies being sold today than there were 20 years ago, and I was pretty shocked by that. So I don't know if you have a sense for why that is, but I'm certainly curious.
It is the big mystery in our business. There are, as you mentioned, 1 million less policy sold today than 20 years ago. Meanwhile, the population and the need has gotten to be a lot more. Part of the problem I feel is that there are less and less life insurance agents entering the business. It's getting harder and harder to make a living selling these inexpensive products. So there needs to be a shift on how we get to middle America and get them to buy this all-important policy. And I think the biggest thing is how do we make that jump in this industry. Total premium sales are up. People are still buying really expensive plans for estate planning and other reasons. And there's a lot of investment reasons why people do it that we don't necessarily do that here. We don't agree with. But middle America, having the right kind of coverage, we're failing as an industry on how to get in front of them. And it's one of the biggest challenges we have going into the next 10 years.
And I think that certainly fintech or financial technology and the internet has helped with a lot of things, but it's also probably hurt things quite a bit. But moving forward, obviously it's going to be there. But do you think that just buying life insurance online is going to be enough to reach those middle American families?
The act of actually buying insurance online, you know, I've made a career out of it, so I can't really speak negatively about it. I think it's brought a lot of transparency to the industry. It's allowed people to shop at the comfort of their own home. They don't need to make a big production of buying insurance. In some ways, I would argue that the void was being filled by direct marketers and others, that there's less and less agents. You know, you've heard the average agent's approaching 60 years old. What's the backfill to allow to make for those sales? And it's really the insurance companies, selling direct to consumers, direct marketers like Xander and Reliquote and others who have sold, who kind of stepped into that space and sold a lot of policies. The problem, though, is getting to those folks, delivering the message you needed, and getting them motivated to buy. I think that it's that last connection to the consumers. The tools are all there to make it happen. It's motivating them to buy. And I think whether that means down the road having some kind of got milk type of campaign where we promote as an industry why you need life insurance, or some type of mass marketing or key that gets people to understand how important our product is.
Yeah, I think that certainly makes sense because all the information is available to everyone. It's just that people are not required to buy life insurance or disability insurance. In some states, they're not even obligated to buy car insurance. So I would have to imagine in those states, the amount of ownership is probably less than in states that actually require it. So I think that's interesting. And I don't know if it's appropriate to talk about Dave Ramsey necessarily, but I think he's incredible. And I think that the work he's doing is so important for so many people. And my take on it is that he brings difficult to talk about stuff like getting out of debt and makes it very, very easy for people to understand and easy to take action on. So do you think that and you mentioned the Got Milk campaign, things that are easy and catchy. What are you guys working on to try to reach more people?
Well, you know, let me address the Dave Ramsey question. It's funny because you mentioned he has a radio show. He has a financial peace program that he promotes through churches. He has live events. There's a lot of different ways that he gets his message out there. And he does a lot of things. And insurance is only a small part of what he teaches about getting out of debt, having a budget, and having an emergency fund, all those things. Even though it's one of many things that he does, I feel like his message and his motivation to get people to buy insurance is one of the most powerful ones out there. I can tell you when people come to us, they're ready to buy because Dave Ramsey told them to and explains to them in a real simple term why it's important to have it. So if you're a Dave Ramsey follower, it just makes it easy for us to get people to get the kind of coverage they need for their family. Now, how do you do that outside of Dave, and how do you do that in general? I think a Got Milk type of campaign where the industry gets together and delivers a powerful, succinct message and gets our message in front of consumers over and over again might be something that may move the needle. Out short of that, it's becoming such – advertising has become so fragmented that it's hard to get your message in front of folks. So we need to get creative. We need to get into the 21st century, and we need to try every which way possible to get this message in front of folks. You mentioned, George, that you have Marv on the show a few weeks ago. I have the privilege of serving on the Life Happens board.
Oh, nice.
One of the most powerful programs they have is a scholarship program where kids whose parents have passed without having insurance and are currently in college and they're having a hard time making tuition payments, they write stories and talk about what happened to them. I've read over 200 of them over the past few years. And Xander, actually, we do a scholarship here through the Life Happens Foundation, and we actually pick a winner every year. We help that winner through all 4 years of school. I can tell you just from reading those, it is just tragic what happens to families when they don't have the right kind of coverage. And so there's a passion behind what we do. We know what happens when it's not there. We just, and I don't have all the answers, but there's got to be, we got to look under every possible idea to get our message out there.
There's no doubt. So who should have life insurance?
Great question. I think you need insurance. You need to first look at having insurance when you have people who are dependent on you and people who you love that care about you and whose financial well-being is tied to you. So when you get married is when the first time you want to start looking at it, especially when you have kids. And so it's as simple as that. Life insurance is for the people you love. When you have kids, when you have a family, even though both parents may be working, what happens if one of those incomes go away and you want to replace that? We recommend 10 to 12 times your income and good, inexpensive term life insurance. Shop the market, find as many carriers as you can and find the best rate for yourself. But as far as when it's and it's funny is I when I first got in the insurance business, I thought you just bought life insurance once, you're done with it. And the industry says that most people look at their insurance and do something about it seven times. So as things change, you might have one child and a second, you might get promoted at work, you might buy one home, you might upgrade to a second home. You need to make sure you're updating your coverage and you have the proper amount.
Got it. And I think that that's a great rule of thumb, 10 to 12 times your income in expensive term insurance. Is it a function of, well, why do you advocate term over a different kind of product like permanent insurance?
So my old career at ReliQuote, we sold term life insurance. And I agree with Dave Ramsey's philosophy when it comes to it. You know, there's something to be said about if you follow Dave's program, you have an emergency fund, you buy the least expensive term life insurance you can, and you follow his plan by saving money in your retirement program and outside of that, you build wealth until the point where you become self-insured after a while. So you can buy a 20-year plan 10 to 12 times, and if you follow the plan and invest, you have a better chance of getting a higher rate of return and doing better with your money long-term. Where people fall in trouble is they buy term and they don't invest the difference, they spend the difference. But that's a habit of the consumer. If you're following a certain plan and you're serious about it, we feel the best thing to do is to own term life insurance and not to tie up your money in whole life.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. So there is a trend that I think is starting very, very, very slowly. And I don't know if you've seen this or not. I have to imagine you have. It's the idea of no-load life insurance policies. That means that there's not really a commission that's paid to advisors. Is that something that you see catching on? Is that something you're paying attention to?
We keep an eye on it. You know, at the end of the day, the one thing I can tell you, George, is you know who's really not good at selling life insurance? life insurance companies. And so built into that product is what you would expect to be a marketing fee that you would spend to sell your product. That marketing fee, instead of it being a marketing fee paid to advertisers, is a commission that's sold to life insurance agents and brokers. These are the folks that know how to sell life insurance. And I would argue that that product, our ability to sell it and to move the product, is at a much better clip than an insurance company trying to sell it based on their own marketing abilities. So early on, we talked about how less insurance is being sold. I think that my two cents would be that's the wrong way to go. If we spend less money on advertising and marketing, you're going to sell less policies.
Yeah, I have a tendency to agree with you on that. For sure. So many times as information becomes more available, we're more readily available, and like the kid that the internet's going to eventually make everything free, but life insurance is often sold and it's not bought. So you're going to pay for marketing dollars one way or another. So,
and I don't think people are not buying insurance because it's expensive. They may think it's expensive, but it is so inexpensive to own life insurance that really is not the barrier with which I'm getting across.
It's just that it's on the back burner. It's something they've been thinking about. They just need to rip the Band-Aid off and make it happen. What is it that really stops people?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think people, A, they think it's more expensive than it is. B, they don't want to think about it. Thinking about death is probably not the first thing people want to do when they wake up in the morning. They think it's a complicated process. They don't really understand it. They don't want to take the time. It's just one of these things that kind of sits there on their to-do list, and they know they need to do it, but life comes by and other things distract them, and they feel like they don't want to make the mistake. I think all those are things that through our surveys we've done. You know, we help hundreds of thousands and through my career millions of people buy life insurance. And the surveying we've done, those are some of the reasons we hear. People don't want to make a mistake. They don't understand it. They think it's more expensive than it is. They need someone to hold their hand and help them through the process.
Okay, so what is it that makes Xander different from talking to their local insurance agent?
Yeah, so first of all, get insurance wherever. I don't care where you get it.
Sure.
Make sure what's important. What kind of sets us apart is because of our relationship with Dave Ramsey, we're going to follow Dave's advice. You don't have to ever worry about us selling you a policy or a plan that's different than what Dave's advice. And if that's important to you, you can trust us. Secondly, we're one of the largest sellers of term life insurance in the country. We sell over 70,000 policies a year. What that means is we have relationships with the best companies out there that have the lowest priced products. And we also have a lot of pull with them because we write so much business. So if something's kind of borderline, they need some help, or maybe you're between two rates, we pick up the phone and call the insurance company. We can help you. We can help you get things done. And so we have a great process. We provide great service. We're an ethical company to work with. All that stuff works out. But at the end of the day, George, I'll tell you, I don't care who you buy from, get coverage.
Yeah, I appreciate that also. All right, so walk me through the process of buying a policy with Xander. I go online, I call.
Yeah, you can go online and get a quote online, or you can call us, or we can call you, or one of our agents. If you want to do it yourself, select yourself, you can do the entire form online, submit it. We'll have an examiner come to your house, a medical examiner come to your house or work, quick medical exam. The application gets signed by you and submitted. We have a case manager assigned to you, updates you each week as it goes through the process. Once the policy is issued, we send it to you. At that point, you have to make a decision whether you want it or not. And even when you buy the policy, you have anywhere between 10 and 30 days that if you change your mind, you get all your money back. So there's no commitment until you get started. We try to make the process as easy as possible. Getting life insurance, if you can imagine, the insurance company is making a 15, 20-year commitment to you. You could drop the plan at any time you want. So they're going to want to get to know you. So they're going to want to look at your medical records potentially. They want to look at your blood work, the medical questions they ask. What kind of applications do you do? Do you fly helicopters? Do you jump out of planes? What's your height-weight ratio, all those things? And they'll factor those all into the rate that they give you if they offer you coverage. So, again, we're going to make it as easy for you and advocate for you the best we can and get that policy in your hand as quickly as possible so you can make a decision.
Okay, great. So I go online. I enter my information. Somebody is going to be tracking my progress for me, or I'm going to be talking to an agent of Xander, and they're going to be helping me through the process. Or if I want to do it all on my own, I assume that you have probably a calculator of some kind on the site to help me determine how much I need.
Absolutely. We do have a calculator on the website. We also recommend 10 to 12 times your income. You can get a quote online. You can submit the application. And if you don't want to talk to an agent, we'll send you the application or have the insurance company call you and ask you a few questions, voice sign it, submit it into underwriting. And in some cases, we can get you an electronic policy as quickly as possible.
And I think that to your point, when people actually start to price term insurance, they're going to be shocked by how inexpensive it is. I mean, if you're making $50,000 a year, you should look at $500,000 to $600,000 of coverage based on 10 to 12 times and a 20 or 30-year term policy. And again, if you're in good health, you'll probably find that it's very, very inexpensive.
You're absolutely right. You'll be shocked how inexpensive it is. And it's really a no-brainer. And you can – the great thing is you can take care of it. You know your family is taken care of. You're locked in for those 20, 30 years. The insurance company cannot raise the rate on you during that time. You could drop coverage anytime you want, and you can file that thing, tell your spouse about it, and you know that thing is checked off your to-do list, and you can move on with your life.
That's 100% right. And, hey, if you're going through the process and you decide you don't want it, I'm sure that if you tell – Xander that, hey, I made a decision not to do this, then they'll probably leave you alone. So I can't encourage people enough who are listening to, if you've not bought life insurance, just go ahead and get the process started. So, well, Sherman, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, when you buy life insurance, the rate is dependent on your health. Two quick things. One is that if you smoke, you're going to pay almost double what other people pay for same amount of coverage. So it's just one more reason to quit. The other thing is the insurance companies look at your build, and they all have height-weight ratios and charts that affect your rate. So again, it's just another reason to live a healthy lifestyle, not only for your own health, but for your pocketbook.
Man, that is great stuff for sure. I think that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
So thank you for that. Well, Sherman, thank you for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and Xander?
You can find us online at zanderinsurance.com, ZANDER.com.
Excellent. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Shervin your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to zanderinsurance.com and check that out as well. Thank you again, Shervin.
George, thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we're all in this together. What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.